We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Gets inside, left-handed off the glass. Oh, what a sweet move.
Giddy, tough spot, back door. What a pass, what a play. And J-Dub picks the pocket of Trae Young. He'll take it himself.
This is New Dart. You're listening to the Uncontested.
What is up, and welcome to the Uncontested Podcast. Coming to you live Friday, March 29th. After the Oklahoma City Thunder beat the hell out of the Phoenix Suns, 128-103. I'm your host for the evening, Jacob Niffen, and I've got my guy with me tonight, J.D. Silva.
Fella, we kicked their ass.
Before we dive into this awesome game, I want to let you guys know that we are part of the Blue Wire Podcast Network and also brought to you by Social Order. That would be the folks who own Dave's Hot Chicken in Bricktown and Spark OKC, the phenomenal burger spot in Scissortail Park. Oh, I'd also like fans of the show who listen regularly to know that the BLC burger is the Big League City burger and not whatever JD and Nick were trying to tell you the other night. Just want to make that clear.
Fair.
Another thing JD did not tell you Wednesday night. There's a little something happening at Dave's Hot Chicken. I was about to call you Dave. JD, would you like to tell the folks about what's happening at Dave's a week from tonight?
Well, Jacob, there's going to be an uncontested watch party at Dave's Hot Chicken next Friday. And it's going to be great.
That it will be. It's against the Indiana Pacers. Game tips at 6 p.m. We're going to have swag giveaways. There should be some food specials that night. We're gonna overtake Dave's Hot Chicken in Bricktown. We're all gonna hang out. We're gonna eat some wonderful food. Hopefully somebody decides to go with the Reaper flavor. That would be awesome. We are going to eat wonderful food. We're gonna band together and we're gonna cheer on the Thunder to a road win against the Indiana Pacers. It should be an absolute blast, so we'd love for you guys to come hang out with us. So mark your calendars, make your plans. Friday, April 5th at Dave's Hot Chicken in Bricktown. JD, another Shea-less night, but so much of a different outcome as the Thunder take on the Phoenix Suns, who are fighting for playoff positioning in the West. They don't want to be in the play-in. And just got their asses beat. I mean, the Thunder, the first quarter was a little close. The Thunder go into the break, heading into the second quarter, up two. And after that, just never looked back. I mean, just blitzed them. The defense after that first quarter, exquisite, locked in. The rotations were tight. Offense, so many contributions. I got it pulled up right here. Give me just a moment. The points by quarter for Phoenix. They had 32 in the first. They hit six threes in that first quarter. After that, 27, 21, 23. Their big three was healthy. and they scored 103 points on the Thunder tonight.
I think after watching the Suns in person, I think the Thunder have a deeper roster even without SGA out there. That is what it felt like.
Wow.
Like the Suns, is Grayson Allen the Suns' third best player?
I mean, fourth, right?
Yeah.
After Book, KD, and Beal. Yeah. But those guys are like never healthy.
No, and they don't seem to be complementary to each other in any way. I didn't see KD or Book playing off each other at all. And the Thunder are so much younger and yet so much more decisive and confident in their own identity and style of play that, yeah, like they kept it close in the first quarter. And after that, their game plan just won out in the end. And I think the Thunder had seven guys in double digits in the night. Like everyone was good. Everyone that got big minutes was good. Everyone played well. Josh Giddey, once again, he scored 23 points tonight, was awesome. He said in the post game I saw that he used to go into matchups where centers were guarding him and he would dread it. But at this point, he's been able to kind of turn that around and hone in on it. And the Suns started Nurk on Josh tonight, and I was like, well, that's going to be a theme. How much are they going to guard him, if at all? Our usual thoughts. And he played so well that they had to go away from that game plan within, how early was it? Was it the first quarter? Second quarter?
Yeah, I think it was the second quarter. But yeah. I mean, I think you're hitting the nail on the head here. For me, the big storyline of the game, the storyline of the week is Josh Giddey, and it's not close. His line tonight, 23 on 10 of 15, 1 of 3 from 3, 2 free throws, 7 rebounds, 9 assists, a block, only 3 turnovers. That's a 3-to-1 assist to turnover ratio. He just looks like a different guy. He looks so confident going to the basket. I used to dread watching Josh Giddey drive because it felt like they were going to be missed layups. He's just being an asshole and driving in and lowering his shoulder into whoever's in front of him. He's pushing him out of the way. You know the meme, I think I got my swagger back.
Yeah.
That is Josh. Yeah. Like, he has found it just at the right time. I don't think it's like a blessing in disguise that Shea hasn't been playing. Like, you want Shea to play. But Josh has just found a groove. And if Shea comes back, when Shea comes back, and I think that'll be Sunday.
Yeah.
Against the Knicks. And the rest of these guys have kind of found this momentum. Isaiah Joe falls in that category. And they all kind of start clicking together. I mean, you want to talk about playing your best basketball at the right time of the season? That's where they're at.
Yeah. Our complaints about this team recently has been with the lack of bench scoring. So, yeah, maybe it's not actually a blessing in disguise, but like objectively, SGA being out has forced the other guys on the bench to do more than they usually do. And I think that has pushed them to be greater than they had been. Like Isaiah Joe specifically has been like so good. He had another 14 points tonight. My hot take from Sunday came true. I said he was going to hit like 10 of 15 threes after that Bucks game between this week. And he hit like 10 of 14. Dude's on fire. Had the dunk last game, obviously. Aaron Wiggins started tonight. He was really good. Again, Jay Will was here, and whenever Nurk broke the rebounding record, Jay Will was not in that game. Jay Will played in this game, and I think the Thunder treated the Nurk situation a little bit differently, and Nurk, to me, was like not impactful at all. He finished with 5 points, 3 rebounds.
5-3 for Nurkic, a minus 22 on the night.
Yeah.
2 offensive rebounds, 3 total rebounds, 3 assists, 1 block, 2 turnovers. Played 23 minutes, effectively got played off the court.
Yeah.
People made a huge deal, and rightfully so. The dude ate glass in the last matchup. Thunder still won. Like, the dude can't play against this team. We were talking because we were at the game tonight, JD, with our buddy Kerry, who's in town this week. Shout out to Kerry for taking us to the game. We had a blast. Talked a lot of trash. It was a good time. But we were talking at the game, like, this matchup does not scare me in the playoffs. If it's 2-7 Thunder Spurs, or sorry, not Spurs, Thunder Suns, or like 3-6 Thunder Suns, I'm okay with that. This might be, and I've been saying it for a long time, this might be one of the matchups I'm most comfortable with. Don't want to dive into the playoff talk because we have a lot of that coming up. But staying on this game, you were kind of saying this just a second ago, JD. There's not a single Thunder player that played tonight that I thought was bad or had a bad game. Everyone who played was awesome. Now, speaking of, one guy who played only got first half minutes, and that would be Gordon Hayward. Played 11 minutes in the first half, 4 points, a rebound, 2 assists. I thought he was fine. I don't think he ever came out of the locker room at halftime.
I don't think so either. Do we know what happened yet?
Haven't seen anything, haven't heard anything. If anyone in the chat has, you feel free to post it. But I didn't see anything in post-game availability that the coach said about it. But we were looking over there. There was no Gordon Hayward on the bench the entire second half. So I'm not real sure what's up with that. But when you look down that bench, JD, Jay Will tonight, 3 points, 3 rebounds, 6 assists, 3 blocks. Only took one shot, but played 14 minutes and I thought was awesome, especially defensively. I mentioned Hayward's line. Kenny Hustle plays 19 minutes, pitched in 6 and 4. And then the two guards. Queso, 6 of 9. Nice. From the field. 16, 4, and 3 for Queso. An incredible night where he was tasked with guarding Booker and Beal and got the KD matchup multiple times. And you mentioned him, Isaiah Joe, 14 points, 3 rebounds, and an assist. And just some timely buckets, lit it up from downtown. All around, the bench was great. The starters were great. Like, everybody played their role. Everybody was awesome. They had the juice from the get-go. I've thought that the energy was wonderful. And circling back to some of your comments at the very top of the show, you said you just think the Thunder are deeper than the Phoenix Suns. I think the Thunder are just a team that plays better than the sum of their parts. They have an identity. It is very clear that they have a style of play that they're all bought into. There's no competing egos. Like, the we have fun with the barking and the post-game interviews and the yada yada. You remember what you told me pregame whenever they were doing the high fives?
Yeah. Yeah. Jay Will is just like a star on the bench. As soon as guys come in and do their intros, he's like dapping up every player individually. He has like a personalized handshake with every player individually. With J-Dubs, he dapped him up and then did the one of their famous like TikTok dances. I don't know what it is, but it's this one. You guys know what I'm talking about. It's great. Dude looks like so much fun just to be around.
I think it's more than just fun too. Like, I think that camaraderie really translates for this team, right? Like, they are a legit brotherhood. They want to see each other succeed. There's, like I said, there's no competing egos. Like, I don't know. There's just the vibe of this team, the way that the togetherness, the way that they're all on the same page, everybody's rowing the same direction, and they don't give a shit who's rowing hard and who's struggling on rowing the boat. They're all working together to get the boat where they want it to go. This is a special team that can do special stuff. And I think tonight was emblematic of that.
Yeah. SGA, I want to give him some props because he is someone where his personality doesn't really jump off the page if you're just watching at home or in interviews. You know, he's a very chill guy, but he was like a straight up cheerleader tonight on the bench watching all of his guys. Like, when J-Dub would make a play that he was clearly proud of, he was standing up and clapping and clearly very excited for him. He was just having a blast on the bench watching. He looked very, very happy and excited for all the things that were happening. Like, as soon as Josh would come to the bench, they were chatting it up. He was excited for him. It was really cool to see SGA being that type of leader.
He lost his mind on the bench during, there was a play where Grayson Allen was on the break and went up. Jay Will went up with him and got the ball. And it was almost like a tie up.
Yeah.
And they brought it down and it was headed out of bounds. And Kaysen jumped out of bounds, saved the ball, and slammed it off Grayson Allen's legs. And Queso and Jay Will were super hyped after it. And then Shea was over there, like, screaming and hyping him up, had the hoodie halfway off. Like, they were all just like going nuts. Yeah, it's just a very, very special vibe that this team has. And I think it just means something, right? It's like they're in the middle of like this meteoric rise, but they haven't lost sight of who they are. They have fun, but part of the reason they have fun is because they all see each other as equals. They're just, I don't know, dude. It's a really, really, really fun team.
Yeah, and they pump off the page even more in contrast to the team they were playing against, where the Suns are as all-in as you can possibly be. Like, they are...
Oh, the Suns have nothing for the next decade.
They're in the ninth apron at this point with how much money they're spending.
Yeah.
The Brad Beal no trade clause, no assets at all. They clearly...
They have swaps on top of swaps.
They have nothing. They have one of the bleakest futures unless...
They might miss the playoffs. They might lose in the play-in, dude.
They might. Yeah. And Kevin Durant's 36 and Brad Beal's over the age of 30 and gets injured a lot and doesn't look like the same guy. Like, Brad Beal is their third best player, but he just doesn't look like the same guy that he was in Washington.
Kind of washed.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not good vibes there, I'll say.
Totally agree. Any other things from the... Well, before we talk more about this game, because we do want to talk more about this game and other games and the evolving playoff picture, want to take a quick moment to tell you guys about Dave's and Spark. I'm not going to do like the specific ad read, so JD, you don't have to like play the background music. But make sure you guys are checking out Dave's Hot Chicken and Spark OKC whenever you are in downtown Oklahoma City. Handful of home games left. Some playoff games on the horizon.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you're downtown, make sure to go eat at Dave's and at Spark. We had a comment in here. Trying to find it real quick. There we go. C. Wills 122 in YouTube says he finally tried Spark today before the game. And according to the emojis he posted, absolutely loved it. JD and I walked past Spark on the way to the game, and I about blacked out from the smell. Like, it was just...
Felt so good.
Erotic.
So good.
Like, smelled so good. I eat Dave's every chance I can get. I freaking love Dave's. So make sure that you guys... are eating there. We love it when you guys tell us in the chat that you've gone there, or especially when you tweet us that you've been. Just it helps out the brand, and we love to see people enjoying good food. So hit us every time you try out Dave's and Spark. And if you haven't yet, it doesn't matter if you have or not, come Friday. Friday is going to be an absolute blast. We're going to take over that little area of Bricktown with Thunder fans. We're going to be super hyped, super loud. And we're going to enjoy some Thunder basketball and some incredible tenders. So make sure to come join us. JD, other thoughts from tonight?
You know, shout out to Cason Wallace. He 16-4-3. His scoring has helped a lot, especially with SGA being out. He has this floater going recently that he looks more and more confident taking. His three, he's kind of back to, he started off the season insanely hot from three. And then he hit a wall, the usual wall that rookies hit. And it's like, since he's come out of that, out of those struggles, he is now a better player than he was even when he started the season. And that's pretty insane because he was special to start the season. He's just so reliable. The scoring, he offers a lot of what Dort offers, except the scoring upside, I think, is higher. I don't know about the defensive upside yet. Like, Lu Dort is built like a fire hydrant, obviously. But Cason is so smart and just makes winning plays, like the one you talked about, throwing the ball off of Grayson Allen's legs. Yeah, love Cason Wallace.
He was 4-4 from three tonight as well. I know you're just talking about the three-point shooting. Like, they talked about him post-game. As a rookie, is that like a little mini can?
Yeah. No, I just have Kawhi-sized hands, but it's a mini can.
I was about to say, that was tripping me out for a minute. I don't know if the chat caught that as well, but that I was like, what the hell is that?
Little mini can here.
JD also smuggling beers in a rod today that Kerry gave him.
Yes.
His rod of beers. They talked about Cason post-game as well. Like, he just doesn't play like a rookie.
Mm-mm.
He's so poised out there. I think he's going to play a huge role in the playoffs. And I'm excited to see what he looks like coming back next year, Silva. Like, I think in an ideal world.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
2 years from now, Cason weighs 7 to 10 pounds more than what he currently weighs, and it's not as stocky as Lou, but it's just as versatile as a defender. I mean, it wasn't on cross matches. Like, he got the KD matchup multiple times tonight. the chat sending me. I think I told you tonight, there was a specific play he had. You can see the football influence. Like, if this kid didn't play basketball, he would have been an NFL defensive back. Like, I don't have any doubt about that. Like, yeah. The size, the length, the athleticism, he's a dog. And the offense has been such a welcome thing from him because we always thought that the defense was going to translate. The offense has just been so awesome. I think there's so much room to grow for him. I think we also just got to talk about the starters real quick. We mentioned Josh with his 23-7-9 night, which is awesome. Lou had 11 points on 50% from the field, 50% from three. One rebound, three assists, three steals, and was just all up in KD's grill. Chet had a great bounce back with 20-6. Dub didn't have to do too much. He had 16-4-3 and two steals on 50% shooting. Only took one three and missed it. And then Wiggins.
Sound block.
Say it again. Oh my God.
On who? Who
did he get that on? Was that on Beal? I can't remember who the chase down was on. If someone in the chat's got it, let us know. His elbow was above the rim on that chase down. That was a disgusting play. I did not expect that from him. They were just all dialed in tonight.
Trying to find out who the heck. I can't tell who the heck this
Sean
is.
Sean says it's Grayson Allen.
Okay.
Couldn't happen to a worse person.
Yeah, good what an old, asshole that guy is.
Good old Ted Cruz looking ass.
Yeah.
I think we end with this, JD. You love to see a team this young missing their 25-year-old MVP candidate come out and be able to perform like they did. Kerry says it was Royce O'Neal that he blocked. So we have conflicting reports. You should be able to tell those two guys apart pretty easily. But
yeah. What do you have to say?
To be down your star. And coach said this after the game. He said they should come in and the team and the offense shouldn't look different whenever Shea is out. And they didn't really. Mm-mm. I thought they shared the ball really well. It was a whole team effort. Everyone contributed. That's what you want to see. And when you're seeing that from this young of a team, missing their all-NBA MVP caliber player this late in the season against a team that's desperate to win games, JD. I think we've kind of overshadowed that.
The Suns might not be great,
but the Suns need to win games. And they just beat Denver in Denver. Although I don't know, Denver is now getting their asses beat by Minnesota in Denver. So yeah,
March is weird.
Yeah. This is a team full of veterans who know they desperately need wins. And for them to come out and do what they did tonight, I think, to me, just speaks volumes.
Yeah, I agree. And it speaks volumes with how I think they're going to play in the playoffs also. Tonight was big, and we'll talk more about it Sunday, obviously, so I'm not going to dive too much in. But tonight was big for my playoff anxiety I'm having, where I worry about them swaying away from their identity because the playoffs are a different level of intensity than the regular season. But they're just so committed to Mark's game plan, their game plan, as an organization. I really did not, you notice SGA is out. He's one of the best players in the NBA. But the offense, like you said, ran the same way. This was one of the best offensive nights they've had, period. Which is from even watching it. It was so smooth. I had really no complaints about what they were doing play to play. Yeah, it's special to have a team this young be this sure of themselves and sure of what they want to be. Very, very exciting.
It's awesome. We talked multiple times tonight about the playoffs are just going to be insane. Oh, and here at the Uncontested, we have a lot of playoff plans, a lot of cool playoff things cooking up in the books. So just be ready.
One of them might be me dying.
Yeah, it might be JD dead on the pod. We're just going to prop his body up. Lots of fun stuff headed this way.
My preference is to be taxidermied when I die.
Hey, you know what? Give me the parlay one before we get out of here. I've never made a parlay in my life. Still true.
That's good stuff.
No parlays in my life. Can I also get? Can you play a sounder while the outro music plays? Is that possible?
Yeah, which one do you want? Yeah,
I want a 6-9 things.
He needs to do some 6-9 things.
Josh Giddey did some 6-9 things tonight to the Suns, JD.
He did.
Hell of a Josh week. Incredible form. Thank you guys for tuning in to the late version of the pod. If you're in the live stream, thank you guys for coming and chilling. We love you, the degenerates. I had someone the other day come up to me and say, hey, I'm one of the degenerates. And that was single-handedly maybe the best thing anyone's ever said to me in my life.
Yeah.
I loved it. So you degenerates, please make sure to hit the like button on our YouTube video, please. It would mean a ton to us. There's a lot of you in here. So just press that button before you leave. Would mean a lot. Subscribe to the channel. We would also love that. Would mean a ton to us. Join us again Sunday night, 9 p.m. after the Thunder take on the New York Knicks. Should be an interesting one up in Madison Square Garden. As the Thunder continue their push for the NBA playoffs, have a great weekend. Enjoy the pod. We will talk to you soon. Until then, and as always, Thunder up. Jonte Porter can't say he's never made a parlay before.